In every culture throughout time, there are certain basic manners that parents teach to their children in order to get along with others. And the first two manners are saying please when they want something and saying thank you when they get it. If you need something from someone, you're a beggar, and so you have to make a request. That's where the please comes in. Please, I want this. Please, I need this. And if you receive that for which you've asked, then the proper response, of course, is gratitude. And that's just good manners because that's how people relate one to another. And the very fact that it's across all cultures and all time that we do this is because it's God's nature also. God likes when we ask politely for things, and he expects us to be grateful for his blessings. So gratitude is essential in the spiritual life. And Thérèse of Lisieux gives us a very clear teaching. I'm sure she stole it from some other saint as well. But the teaching is this, that when God gives you a grace and a blessing, and you are grateful to him, you actually say, Lord, thank you for fill in the blank, he will give you 10 more blessings. Because God will not be outdone in generosity. And since he's so pleased by your gratitude, he wants to bless you more. And then if you give him thanks for each of those 10, he'll give you 100 more blessings. So gratitude always benefits us with God, always, because it leads him to be more generous. This is true even for us as individuals. When somebody is truly grateful for some goodwill on our part, it makes us feel good. We want to be more generous. We were designed this way because this is God's own nature. Now, the mystics teach us, and Thérèse, of course, does as well, that it's not enough to be grateful just for the obvious blessings that God gives you. These are the things you like, the things that you wanted or you asked for. If you really want to be perfect, you have to learn to be grateful for everything. Everything. Even the things you don't like. Even the crosses and the sufferings. Even your own weaknesses, even those, you should show gratitude to God because of one scripture passage alone which clarifies this teaching well. All things work to the good for those who love God and are called according to his plan. All things work to the good for those who love God and are called according to his plan. All things, not some things, not most things, but everything God can bring to good if you love him and if you're called according to his plan. And anyone who is baptized, who seeks to live within his grace, is called according to his plan. If we believe the word of God, if we have faith, then it doesn't matter what we've suffered or what we're suffering or what we're going to suffer. We should be grateful for it. That's what the mystics teach. Now, don't worry that Thérèse's prophecy will come true. Then God will give you 10 more sufferings and then 100 more sufferings. And it doesn't necessarily work that way. Every blessing from God is a blessing, but not every blessing is a cross. So he'll bless you certainly tenfold for every act of gratitude. But that doesn't mean you're going to suffer for each one. But God will actually reward you far more for your gratitude when you suffer because of your crosses than when you got something you wanted. Because that gratitude cost you much more. It was far harder to say, thank you, Lord. It's basically the child who's being spanked and afterwards Dad says, did you learn your lesson? And you say, yes, thank you very much for the discipline. But that's what the mystics teach. That's how grateful we should be to God. And whether that discipline comes directly to us personally because we deserve it, or whether we're called to share in the cross of Christ who is innocent and suffer for the sins of others, is irrespective to the fact that we owe God gratitude. And when we hear in our readings today these prophecies about the end of times, since we're finishing out the liturgical year, it's always typical that we reflect about the end of time, the coming of Christ. And always we hear about suffering and wars and famine and destruction and death and stars falling from the heavens and all this scary stuff. In fact, Jesus says in the gospel, people will die of fright on these days. Just out of fear, they will die. But not the Christian. The Christian will stand erect in the midst of such pain and suffering and rejoice that their redemption is at hand. It doesn't say they won't be suffering. It just says they won't be afraid. And that's really the test of our faith. Can we learn to be grateful to God despite what he sends us, believing that he has our best interest at heart? And that even in regards to our failings and weaknesses, we need not fear our sins because he is merciful. I just go to confession, he forgives me, and I get to try again and hopefully grow in humility. You see, all things work to the good for those who love God and are called according to his plan. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.